What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bert Show.
I am really working hard to make changes in my life, right? And one thing that I have never been good at is embracing the good things that come my way. I always seem to like brush them off, right? Don't celebrate me. I came from a family that didn't celebrate birthdays or anything else. And man, I can always hear my dad in my ear. Hey, you ain't special. You ain't special. So as I got older, anytime I would get an award or anything else, you know what? I'd play it down. I'm just uncomfortable with it. I would like to pivot on that.
I would love to see that, because you do have the hardest time like basking in the moment and just appreciating what you accomplished. Because for you, it's always like, okay, that's done. Check. On to the next thing.
Yep.
What else can I accomplish?
And I also tend to focus too much on the negative and not the positive sometimes. And I would like to pivot from something I did earlier this morning. So when I was out this week in Costa Rica with my kid on his senior trip, I was chaperoning. Kristen was out of content, she said, and decided to do something illegal. That was breaking in my head.
Don't be saying that on the air. I had the code. I used to, and your dog was in there.
I didn't give you the code. Franny didn't give you the code.
I am not going to release any of my sources. So yeah, I popped over to your house after the show, and this is also your fault for moving back closer to the station, because it didn't really take like a lot of time out of my day.
Yeah, you wouldn't have gone to Swanee for this bit.
No, I would not.
But Sandy Springs, right, yes, around the corner, no problem.
You are so. Nor would I have gone to Johns Creek. But the fact that you now live a whopping 3 minutes away from the radio station, I'm like, yeah, after the show, I could pop over there, saunter through the front door,
sure,
choose 4 items because I wanted to do a giveaway once an hour,
yep,
and find some items in your house that I thought would be fun and funny to give away for 1 penny.
Some hurt more than others. I realized this morning while I was taking my protein drink that you gave away my blender.
I did. Your magic bullet is no longer yours.
Okay. And that one can be easily replaced. No problem on that one. Uh-huh. You stole some of my underwear. It was the old Hanes underwear that I bought off of Amazon out of desperation. They don't even fit right.
Perfect.
So much so that Amanda wears them to bed now. I never wear them, so that one didn't hurt at all. But there was one item there that I should probably try to get back. And it's the bottle of champagne that says, congratulations, you just got into the Georgia Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah, it says.
And Cassie got it for me.
She, yeah. And I thought that the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame gave those to all of the inductees. But it's this really, really nice bottle of champagne with silver filigree on it. And it says, congratulations, Burt Weiss, Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, engraved and etched in the bottle.
So the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame award should be something I'm very, very proud of.
It should be.
Here I am being me, and I focus on the embarrassment of the 2 years before that, getting nominated, thinking I was a shoe-in, and bringing all of my friends and everybody that has helped me get to a certain level that I'm at right now, take them in a bus to the award show, knowing it's a slam dunk I'm going to get the award, and then one by one, the names are rattled off who got in, and I was not one of them, and I have two tables worth of people there, and I was so embarrassed.
So, Abby, to paint a further picture, so yeah, we all crowd into this fur bus, this giant party bus. We drive like over an hour away to get to the award ceremony, but we have libations, we're all dressed to the nines. The guys are wearing suits, the girls are wearing dresses. We get into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame ceremony, and it's this fancy dinner. And Burt comes in with a posse, like an entourage of not one, but two full tables.
He looked like a rap group.
The PD that gave him his first break, mm-hmm. he is there. Like, we are going deep with people.
I'm trying to show appreciation for everybody that helped me get here. So we're all going to celebrate together.
So I am sitting right next to him, right? And every time they say, all right, and our next inductee, I have my phone out and I'm filming. So I'm like, they're going to say his name and I want to get him and his reaction. And every single time I had my phone out and I'm recording him, they say a different name. So then I have to put my phone down and then I put my phone back up and I'm like, this is it. This is the moment. They're going to say Burt Weiss. And they say a different name. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
them names kept coming.
It was
a lot of names.
It was like interns that worked on the Burt show, no. But not Burt.
And then once we got to the people who are no longer with us and are getting posthumously inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
That's the point where I wanted to be in that montage.
I was like, I don't think this. And so then the final deceased member gets inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Yep. They were like, good night, thank you for coming. And we're all sitting there and our dude hasn't been inducted and we're just like, they're no longer selling alcohol and we're just like...
Nobody else was there. It was just us sitting at the table.
Especially when they should have been selling more alcohol. And the only thing that died after that was my ego. So I didn't get in there.
And then we had an hour bus ride in the front bus on the way back.
And everybody on the bus there is being so nice and I'm feeling so uncomfortable. Oh, it's next year. Oh, I can't believe they let that. Everybody's being so nice and just saying all the right things, right? But I felt so bad about it. And then a year later, 2 years later, I do get in. But that's not what I've been celebrating, actually getting in, which is an accomplishment.
It's huge.
It's the embarrassment of 2 years before that still is the thing that's top of mind. But it's an accomplishment, right? So Cassie gets me this bottle of champagne and it says, congratulations. So Kristen took it out of my house and sold it to a listener for a penny.
I did.
And I said earlier this morning that it didn't bother me because the memories of that night are negative for me, not positive. And I want to turn that around now.
You do?
Yeah. It was a really nice gesture on Cassie's part. And I did get into the Hall of Fame and that should be celebrated. Mm-hmm. So at some point or another, I should drink that champagne.
Okay.
So I would like to buy that one back. You can have everything else, but I would like to have that one thing back.
Okay. So Katie... it was Lisa who won. We have everybody's information because we are shipping stuff out. We didn't ship the champagne out because we needed a special box to wrap it in.
All right.
So let's go ahead and see if we can ask her if we can buy it back before we send it to her.
Okay. See what I can do.
All right.
She might play hardball because she had plans already.
Well, I mean, if she sells it back for two pennies, I mean, she's already doubled her money.
True indeed.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, it's negotiation time here. Kristen had a fun idea yesterday. All the items, cool, sold from my house except one.
And that was your engraved bottle of champagne acknowledging your induction into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame that I thought the hall had given you, but turns out Cassie had gifted that to you to commemorate that huge accomplishment.
So where exactly was this bottle of champagne in my house? Because I don't drink a lot of wine or champagne. Yeah.
It was in, so when you walk into your house and then you have your sex swing over to the left. I'm just kidding.
You might want to explain
it's
that.
It's a floating couch. It's a floating couch, and it's really cool, but everybody likes to call it something else. And then there's your dining room table. Right there on that wall across from your dining room table next to your fireplace is this big cabinet, and one side has storage, and the other side is actually like a wine cabinet for you to store wine.
So underneath what Katie has called the parking garage mirror.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so you have this massive mirror. If you want to see the video, you can go to the Burt Show's Facebook page or Instagram page at the Burt Show. And I made sure to detail every area of the house I went into because I wanted proof that this was your stuff and I really did go into your house. Mm-hmm. So it was the last place I decided to look because I hadn't looked in those drawers. And by the way, I did set boundaries. I did not step foot into Hollis's room because that would have been crossing a line.
Yeah, either have I in a very long time. I don't want to know what's down there.
Uh-huh. And I did not open your
the side tables.
Yes.
Do not do that. Never go into the side tables.
That's a good idea.
that's where the bad box could be.
I thought about it and I was like, I actually did like a little shiver, like, so I didn't do that. But
did you have anxiety the entire time, like feeling like he would walk in at any moment?
No, man.
No?
I knew he was a coaster. Okay. I had just seen the video of the dolphins.
Oh, you felt safe. Got it.
I felt 1,000% safe. So I open that side table, mm-hmm. and underneath is where you keep all of your wine bottles. And I just looked through and I saw some and I was like, you know, no shade to Kim Crawford, but I'm like, that's not expensive. You could buy that anywhere. But then I came across that one, and I was like, this is perfect.
And if you weren't listening earlier, Cassie got me that, but I don't ever celebrate myself. So, like, that wasn't a big deal. So she sold it for a penny. I'm like, that's fine. I was never going to drink it anyway. And then I realized, like, you know, it is kind of a big deal to be in that hall, even though it was some embarrassment to get there. For sure.
Stop focusing on that.
And I think also I was probably saving it not to drink myself, but to give my kids when I'm not around anymore.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
That's my thought
well,
on it, right?
Yeah. Starting to feel
You're
bad.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah. Why would you do that, Kristen? Yeah. Oh, no. There's people in the comments making sure I know I was horrible for doing
really?
This.
Yeah.
You won't step into Hollis's room, but you'll steal his family heirloom.
All right, so Lisa bought, what did you do? Give it away to caller like 100 every hour?
We picked different numbers. I picked the first caller, number 4. That's who, I don't know why I remember this. I'm like an idiot savant right now. So I chose caller number 4 for the first hour because that's my favorite number. Then Mo chose
7, lucky number 7.
And then Abby was feeling fine, so she chose number 9. Okay. And that was Lisa.
All right, hey Lisa.
Hi.
So you bought that bottle of champagne from the Georgia Hall of Fame for a penny yesterday.
I sure did.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like that bottle back. So can we negotiate?
Okay. I mean, we can try, but I don't know. I'm very excited about it. I have brunch plans tomorrow and I was already planning on using it for mimosas with my friends. So.
Girl, we'll get you some Andre. It'll be fine.
There's 20 years of Burt shows wrapped up in that champagne and you're just going to use it on a random Saturday for brunch. Okay. I will allow you to double your money. You paid a penny for it yesterday. Here I am. sitting at the negotiation table. My first offer, doubling your money and giving you 2 cents for it.
Ooh, big bucks.
I mean, look, I've like planned my day around coming by to pick that up. So like my time is really valuable to me.
Oh, so you're not. So Lisa, you're local and you're just going to swing by the station today and grab it from the front desk.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be a shame if you came by and it wasn't there?
I mean, that would be, that would feel like a very big deal. And I could, I mean, I have social media. I could blast about that.
Oh, I don't care about that.
She's going to shoot off an email to Mary Burner.
We're in the middle of negotiating this and I realize it's you that should be doing the negotiating. You should feel so bad about this that you're the one that should be doing the negotiating. This was a heirloom, like Cassie said, I was going to pass down to my kids on the crowning jewel of my career.
Oddly, weirdly enough, I don't feel bad.
I mean, how about this? Like, what if I drink it and then we can just give you the bottle back?
Huh. No, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's going to work. It's not necessarily the bottle. It's the whole thing. I don't know, Cassie, what kind of champagne was even in it? Was it high-end champagne? Was it?
It's like a $100 bottle.
Oh,
you shouldn't have said that. You should have lied.
So,
sorry. I think I just made it harder for you.
You did.
It was a $10 bottle.
There you go.
All right, why don't I give you $100 plus the penny? $100 and a penny.
Okay, sold. Done.
Oh, yeah. That was easy?
That was easy.
All right.
Okay.
It is.
All right, so our work is
Lisa,
done here.
Lisa, we need to work on your negotiations.
Yeah. No, we don't. We would have been here a while if I was Lisa.
There it is. Okay.
Reunited.
And it feels so good.
Hey. It's back. It's back, baby.
He's back in the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.